Hey, good morning, everyone. Now that we are in a temporary situation where we cannot recite Kedusha, but we can still learn about Kedusha. So in the last session on Kedusha, I want to spend just a couple minutes thinking a little more about the last line of Yimloch Hashem La'olam Elokayach Tzilin Dovador Haluka. Because remember, what are we doing in Kedusha? We're in the Kadesh Hashimcha Bolam Kishem Shemakdishim Osel Bishmei Maram. We are trying to sanctify God like how they sanctify Him up in heaven. And what do they say up in heaven? They say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech HaLaretz Kavodo, and Baruch HaVod Hashem Imkomo. They say these two lines. These two lines are from the Navi. These are lines that the Nevi'im said, and we want to perfect ourselves, and we're in the process of perfection. We're trying to perfect ourselves and perfect this world, perfect God's name in this world. And we use the model of perfection that goes on in heaven. But the line of Yimloch Hashem La'olam, that is not from Navi. This was written by David HaMelech. We know that because it's the line that is at the end of the first Halleluka. In that context, the first Halleluka is Halleluka Hali Nafshi Es Hashem. It's a response. In that context, the line of Yimloch Hashem is sort of a response to the rest of the Halleluka. The first, in this Halleluka of Halleluka Hali Nafshi Es Hashem, we first praise Hashem for the greatness of Hashem versus the weakness of man. Then we generally praise Hashem. And then we have this final line of Yimloch Hashem La'olam, which maybe is a response of the Tzibur. In other words, someone is praising God, and then people are listening, and they're saying Yimloch Hashem La'olam in response. Long live the King. So too, it seems that this line of Yimloch Hashem La'olam is our response, right? Is our response to the two lines that we copy from the angels of Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech HaLaretz Kvodo, and Baruch HaVod Hashem Imkomo. And if you think about it, the nature of this response is similar to the two other times of Kedusha and the Davening. What are the two other times of Kedusha and the Davening? In Yotzer Or and Uval Etzion. So let's start with Uval Etzion. When we say Uval Etzion every day, right, we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We say Baruch Vah Hashem Imkomo, and then we say something similar, Hashem Yimloch L'olam Voed. So Hashem Yimloch L'olam Voed is a response to these two first lines. Even in Yotzer Or, in the first Baruch of Yotzer Or, what do we say? We say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos Melech HaLaretz Kvodo, and we say, Baruch Vah Hashem Imkomo. So where is the Hashem Yimloch? Where is the Yimloch Hashem L'olam? So the Sefer HaEshkol writes that the equivalent of Yimloch Hashem La'olam is the Shema. In other words, we first say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. We say Baruch HaKvod Hashem Imkomo. And then the Long Live the King is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. It's accepting all Machu Shemaim, accepting a Kadosh Baruch Hu as King. Or as I think I mentioned in a previous session, the Ramban understands the line of Hashem Yimloch La'olam Va'ed as this verse represents the day when the whole world will fulfill Kabbalah's Abachu Shemaim. In the future, everyone will believe Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, and that's Rashi's understanding of the first line of Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God now, Hashem Echad, in the future, V'hoi Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz. This is exactly what we do in the bracha, in Yotzer Or. This is what we do in Uval Etzion, and this is what we're doing at the end of Kedusha. We say, we first cite Kadosh, we say what the angels say, and after we mention about how Hashem is transcendent, but His glory fills the whole world, but His glory comes from a place that's so far away. And we sort of understand to some extent the dialectic of God and the greatness of God, the Kedusha of God. And the only thing we respond is, Yimloch Hashem La'olam. We accept Hashem as King. We yearn for the day when the whole world will accept Hashem as King. Of course, we mention Yimloch Hashem La'olam. We call Him Elokayach Tzion L'dor V'dor. So first we say that Hashem should rule forever, and He is the God of Tzion. So number one, we say Yimloch Hashem La'olam, Hashem should be the King for everyone. And secondly, relative to us, which is Tzion. We can understand Tzion in one of two ways. The number one, Tzion in terms of Yerushalayim. When Hashem's rule is over Yerushalayim, then it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our king. Right? We're not merely a religion, but it's politics also. That when Yerushalayim is completely built up, so this is a sign that Ayimlach Hashem La'olam. This is a sign that the whole world accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu as king. When we're not only a religion, but we have a state with Yerushalayim as our capital and the base of Mishkan is built. Tzion can also refer to Klal Yisrael. And it's a yearning, it's an expression of the yearning of our faith. When the entire world will recognize Hashem as Elokayach Tzion, because it was the Jewish nation. It was Tzion which taught the world about the existence of Hashem and His relationship with His creatures. So we hope for universal acceptance of Hashem based on the teaching of the Torah that was revealed to who? That was revealed to the Jewish people. That was revealed to Tzion. And so this can explain a little bit the relationship of Yimloch Hashem La'olam and Elokayach Tzion to the rest of the Kedusha and how it compares to two other times in the davening when we say these lines of Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Hashem Imkomo.